This is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Today I'm interviewing the actor and playwright Louis Nagin by telephone from Montreal. Louis has a key role in the new movie Keyhole by the strange and wonderful Winnipeg director Guy Maddin. Louis is a very funny speaker, traveler, raconteur, man about town, actor of stage and screen, and one who has appeared in so many Guy Maddin movies, he's become essential to his whole look. So, hi, Louis. I hear you provide more than just a look in this movie. You bear it all. How does that feel?
Well, you know, you can just hold your stomach in for so long. And then sometimes you relax, and then it's all out.
What is all out?
The body. You kind of think in your mind, if you don't have a full-length mirror, that you really look great. And then suddenly you see yourself in a full-length mirror or in a film, and you're ready to slit your wrists.
Oh, but you won't, right?
No.
You narrated the film. You were the storyteller in the film. Tell me about your role.
Well, I play Isabella Rossellini's father. And because I had just, you know, let her go as a child and had nothing to do with her, my penance is that I have to lie, because I'm chained to her bed in the nude. And so I'm in the nude in the whole film, and that's because of what I did to her. She's paying me back. So
you're chained to a bed with Isabella Rossellini?
Yes, and when
naked?
She, a lot of men would give anything to be in my position.
Which position is that?
Prostate. Anyway, she was wonderful. I mean, I've never laughed so much in my life. And, you know, she's a really terrific woman, and she's incredibly beautiful. And I think, you know, there are 8 billion men all over the world that would do anything to be in my position, and there I am, prostrate and chained to a bed. But it means that when she takes a lover, I have to lie there and listen to these awful sounds.
What sort of sounds?
Those kind of sounds.
Oh, okay. Tell me more about the movie Keyhole itself. Why is it called Keyhole?
Well, it's looking into various rooms. It's really the history of a house. But then suddenly you have Ulysses coming in, and it's based vaguely on the Ulysses legend. And he comes back after traveling, you know, for many years, and he wants everything to be back the way it was. Well, you know, he left his wife, Isabella, and he can't expect it to all be the same when he comes back, and she's taken on lovers, various lovers. But it's really the history of a house, and he goes from room to room in the film to kind of, you know, try and put back the rooms the way they were. I mean, towards the end of the film, I think it's a marvelous couple of scenes where they go through the house trying to put it back into some kind of order the way it was. And I believe, you know, I always believe that every house has a life and has ghosts. And, you know, when you're buying a house and you go into a property and you just know it's not right sometimes. You think, it's just, I can't talk to this house.
Is the house haunted in a way?
It is haunted, and there are a lot of dead people in the house walking around. They're all ghosts, so it's full of memories.
I'm talking to actor Louis Nagin about a new film by Guy Maddin called Keyhole. So I understand you've been described as Guy Maddin's muse. What does that mean? That you're amusing him?
I hope I'm amusing him. I don't know. I certainly hope so. No, I've worked with him. I think I've done, I don't know, probably 9 films for Guy.
9 films?
Yeah, and it's really a joy to work with him because it's always, it's fun, you know, and he's unbelievably inventive. Anyway, he gave a talk. The film opened last night at Lincoln Center, and Guy was there, and he wrote me that he had said to the audience in the Q&A that I am his muse. You know, I've always been his muse. At one point it was Isabella, but it's always been me. And no, I was very, very flattered. And funnily enough, a friend of mine was in the audience. Well, she was like knocked out. She said, "My God, he went on and on about you." So I really, you know, I felt honored and very pleased with all that as well. And she loved the film, my friend. She said, "I can't tell you what it's about, but I loved it."
Can you tell me what's, I mean, when you're working on a film with someone so offbeat but creative, mysterious, strange as Guy Maddin, do you understand what you're doing for the film as a whole when you're working on his movies?
I'll tell you something really weird that I, when I first saw it or they sent me the video, yeah, I had great trouble, you know, with it, kind of to figure out exactly what is going on. But after I've seen it around 7 times, I really know what he's doing. You know, it all makes a lot of sense to me. And it's very, very moving in the section where they put the house back together. And I don't know if you know the actor Jason Patrick. Jason Patrick plays Ulysses.
Yes.
And Jason's wonderful because he's like a 50s sort of Hollywood idol, you know, like a Clark Abel kind of guy. He's got a wonderful face, and he's a marvelous actor. And he can be very funny. There's a lot of fun in the film as well. And the kind of relationship that he has with Isabella is marvelous, you know, when it's going well. I mean, and the jealousies are not being fought.
I know he films all his movies in, Guy Maddin films all his movies in Winnipeg. I recently heard a funny story about Winnipeg where a European artist I met was told by her in-laws there that she wasn't allowed to dress her 3-year-old son in knit sweaters, only fleece, because knit sweaters weren't manly enough in Winnipeg. So how did you, what was your impression of Winnipeg when you were there? Were you only wearing fleece sweaters, or were you allowed to wear something woolly?
No, what I really wore was fleece underwear. And that got me through a lot. I'm losing my voice. I think that Winnipeg's very strange because, you know, I work there in the theater as well, at the Manitoba Theater Center, and I've always been really shocked at the main street going up from the theater, because there are a lot of native people living there, and it's so depressing and awful. They have a terrible, terrible time. You know, you see a lot of people sniffing glue, and it's like being in hell. I mean, it's awful. So you've
This is in the theater.
No, this is in Winnipeg.
Oh, okay.
It's the street going up from the theater. I think it's the main, called Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Portage and Main is the famous crossing there, right?
Yeah, well, that's further down. But it is terribly, terribly depressing. And I wanted to do a sort of documentary, so I met a very, very old native woman that somebody had set me up with who was charming, and she was very frightened of me because she had still in her mind that I was one of the government people and I was going to give her liquor and then buy her property, steal her property away from her. It was very strange, so I had to really say, and her daughter was there, and she said, no, you know, I'm not, I'm an actor, and explained to her. And then finally she became much more open with me. And it was awful what they did to the native people, and they took away their homes, they gave them liquor. I mean, so every time I go there, I take another walk up Main Street, because people say to me, oh, it's all changed now. Well, I'm going to tell you, it ain't all changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful, and you have a city, well, like most cities, with enormous wealth. I mean, there's a section called Tuxedo Park that is very, very, very wealthy. And, you know, you've got the grain people. You know, I mean, Winnipeg once was enormously wealthy. It's still very wealthy. And then you've got this awful squalor and horror with native people living in terrible situations. And that drives me crazy. I don't know what the answer is. I really don't.
I'm talking to Louis Negin about a new movie called Keyhole coming out in a few weeks by Guy Maddin. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about what you're doing right now or about the movie itself?
Well, it's the movie's just coming out. It won the Whistler Film Festival as the best film in Canada, and I think it's doing very well, and the reaction has been very good. It's not an easy movie. I tell that to people. You know, you really got to concentrate. And because, like all guys' work, it's very, I don't know, I guess you can use the word weird, but strange. You know, and you've got to be in that particular kind of mode to sit there and watch it. Or, you know that it's not going to be your average Hollywood film with a beginning, a middle, and an end. But he's unbelievably inventive. We were doing a short called Sissy Boy Slap Party, which is very famous all over the world now. It's only a 5-minute short, and you can watch it on the computer.
YouTube.
Yes, I guess, yeah. And we were in the studio, and I know we did it probably in a day, you know, the whole thing. And it's about a lot of men slapping each other. I mean, that's a crazy description. You really have to see it to know. And it's very, very funny. But Guy was there, and, you know, there was no kind of set direction and what to do. And he got all these guys there, fighters, hustlers, everything together. And he, in 5 minutes, choreographed this great, great scene. It was like Ravel's Bolero, because he had guys in the back drumming. And so the beat went more and more and more, and the slaps got harder and harder and harder. But he, like, I was sitting there, I thought, where is this coming from? I mean, he's choreographing this. He's like Balanchine suddenly doing this number. And he's like that. He's got this huge knowledge of stuff that he delves into, and you think, where is that coming from? I mean, the guy's background is Icelandic, and he has a house actually in Gimli. You know, he did that film called
Tales of Gimli Hospital.
Yeah. And Gimli, you know, I went there one weekend, and there was a film festival. It's quite lovely. It's not at all what I thought, and there are a lot of Icelandic people still living there. So he sees things in an Icelandic way, if that makes any sense. Whatever that is, I don't know. But, you know, it's kind of a crazy thing, and there's a lot of his own life in every film and his background. And I'm always amazed, because I keep thinking, I could never be that open. I couldn't even be that open with my psychiatrist, you know. And he is, and he makes use of the things in a kind of Freudian or Reichian way.
Well, that sounds like a really interesting movie, as all those movies are, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. It was great talking to you. This is actor Louis Negin, who's in Guy Maddin's new movie Keyhole, which opens on April 13th in Canada. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.